Today, the Dalai Lama finds himself interested in just about every scientific field except, as he says, for the dry theories of computer science. When the invasion of Tibet by the Chinese communists forced the Dalai Lama to flee to India in 1959, a world of scientific sources opened up for him, both in a cornucopia of books and in conversations with knowledgeable people. By the 1980s, the Dalai Lama had a working familiarity with most branches of modern science. Quantum physics, with its radical challenge to our assumptions about the nature of reality, has held a particular fascination for the Dalai Lama. I once asked the Dalai Lama why, as a Buddhist monk and scholar, he had such an intense interest in science. As he explained, for him, Buddhism and science are not conflicting perspectives on the world, but rather differing approaches to the same end, seeking the truth. The speculative nature of scientific thought was brought home to the Dalai Lama most clearly through hearing about the work of Thomas Kuhn, who wrote about how paradigms shift in science. The classic underpinnings of Newtonian physics, for instance, were utterly recast by the new paradigm of quantum physics. From this, the Dalai Lama saw, we must take scientific truths not as absolute and unchanging, but as theories that can become outdated if they do not fit new facts. This powerful mechanism for truth-seeking in science has great appeal for him. The self-correcting process in its pursuit of truth parallels the very spirit of Buddhist logic in which the Dalai Lama is steeped. As he says, in a way, the methodologies of Buddhist thought and science are essentially similar.